seen in the beginning. And that's why, so please pray for Easter Sunday and everything goes well. And we'll do the shopping and prepare as much as we can on Saturday. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Art. I asked last week for a prayer for my cognitive abilities, and I thought I was having some really kind of scary lapses, and that all really cleared up, and I felt really, really good this week. So thank you for all your prayers, and it was a good time to just trust in God, because God clearly has us here to start our ministry, and if he wants to throw something different into that, who's to say that that's not a great plan? So kind of had to struggle with that, like, God, if this is what you want to do, then okay, then you've got a reason, you know, and you know, you can serve people with a disability. I probably have a couple of disabilities. I have attention deficit and some other things, and Paul had some weak points, and every leader in the church and in the Bible was a weak person and had afflictions or problems or whatever. So God can use you in whatever form he wants to change other people and to change yourself. So praise God that that he knows more than I do. Praise God that it doesn't look like that's the route that he's going to take. And we got a lot of praises about the house. The owner is moving out her personal stuff today. And then this week, the house should be cleaned out. And we should be able to move in next week. We'll be getting actually more land than we even thought. She just wants to get rid of it all. It's not only the land around the house. There's some mountain land, too. And at ABC Chapel, Robert and Amanda have been here for 2 years. And their company leased them a place and leased them all brand new appliances and beds. And they're moving out. And so they wanted to buy that from the rental company to give to us. So we're picking up about $10,000 worth of furnishings that we don't have to pay for. And had we moved in 3 months ago, we would have bought all those furnishings already. So God knows what he's doing. We're really excited. And yeah, we've got nothing but praise and good news.
And
Hiroshi's on the farm. And I said, what do you think? And he said, it's like the promised land. He said, I can't even talk. So We'll have some barbecues out there, but it's an outstanding
opportunity to invite people for Easter. So if
already took one last week. Please take another one. And maybe you don't know whom to invite. Pray and God will guide you. Or you don't know what to say. Pray and God will guide you. Because the thing is, God works with anybody who is willing. So as I explained last week, witnessing is not a gift for a few Christians. It's something that each and every one of us have been called to. And the pastor of our church, the Bible always refers to them as shepherds. And those of us who have been exposed to farming, we know that it's not the work of the shepherd to grow the flock. It's the work of the flock to increase in itself. And of course, we do not have the power to do that. But God has given us the ability to witness on his behalf, to spread his fragrance to the environment. Your friends are not my friends. The company you work in, I can never be there. I will never know the people you work with. I gave an example of Rachel. She was in Hiroshima University, the same campus with me. But I never knew her boss or her workmates. And it's that different for us because God has put us in specific positions to influence specific people. Of course, we pray for them, but besides prayer, let's ask God to guide us to do something more. So I want to encourage us about witnessing. Next week will be Easter. And the reason why I say it's a precious opportunity is because generally in Japan, it's very difficult to just talk about church. You know, it's very difficult. So when there is this kind of activity, you have like a reason to do it. So let's help this church by inviting people to church. And I told those of you who are here that I attended the wedding 2 weeks ago. And this place was full of people. It was so full. I've never seen this church so full like that. But then, most of the people are not Christians. I told you guys, I sat next to two guys, their friends, and they're talking. And he's saying, Chapel of Hekonchi Hajimete. He's telling his friend that it is his first time to attend a wedding in chapel. That basically means he's never been to a church, because how will somebody be in church in Japan except during Soshiki funeral and weddings? But God has given us the opportunity to let them feel closer to the church. You know, the thing is, the person doesn't have to come to church through this. But they will know that there's somebody near me who goes to church, or they will hear something about church. So please, do not shy off. Witnessing is part and parcel of every Christian who's been born again. Let's use this opportunity because we have very few of them. You can imagine it's just Easter and Christmas. But nevertheless, this is not the only opportunity to use. Christ is calling us to do it throughout. And I checked downstairs, there are more materials for witnessing, especially if you cannot say much. Like most of us here, we cannot talk much Japanese, leave alone doctrine, things to do with the Bible and so on. So there are some materials downstairs that are free Bibles and free tracts that explain the gospel and salvation. So if you really desire to reach out to somebody and you cannot say so much, and maybe some of them are not interested in coming, you know, please pick those materials and give them. They will read, because the materials are in Japanese, and you can trust Pastor Hiroshi that if you put something there, then he knows it's something good for somebody to grow. So please think about witnessing. It will be one of the precious gifts you will do for this church. Yeah? Witnessing to Japanese people around you. You don't have to speak Japanese because the church is doing everything to help us. If they produce this, each of us can get this and invite one or two people. And of course, it's not our power to convince people. What you do when you take this kind of thing and give somebody for a free Bible, there are free Japanese Bibles downstairs, pray for them. Because it's the Holy Spirit that will work in their hearts, not how convincing or how good your Japanese was when you talked to them. So when you take such a thing and you invite somebody, then you back it up with prayer, and God will work in their lives. And I believe one day this church will be full. You know, Pastor Hiroshi said he's looking forward to this congregation being full. And even the Japanese service is also not full. There's still space for more people. So we want to be part of that, especially because some of us, you know, our time here is so limited. You don't want to go back to your country and regret. I wish I did anything. Because the truth of the matter is, these people we are working with, we are sitting with, they are on the way to hell. If nothing happens yet, they are on the way to hell. So we go down on our knees and we pray for them. And of course, a blanket prayer is good. But if you have specific people, and you can mention them by name before God, please do it. Please do it. Because you not only witness to them, but you're praying for them. So, of course, course, we pray for salvation of Japan, but each of us can make a list of people in our cycle whom we really, really desire God to change. We pray for them, and then we ask God, God, give me an opportunity to say something to this person, especially now being Easter. It's a good topic, you know. What I personally do, I just tell them, you know, 1st of April is Easter, you know, Easter. I talked to two of my workmates this week. Just told me we've never been to church, you know, and it's like just introducing to them Easter, the meaning of Easter, the meaning of Christmas alone, even now. They may not have the interest, but it's a good starting point. So that's my encouragement today, and I'll continue to remind us, the English congregation of this church, we stand a better opportunity to witness on behalf of this church than the Japanese congregants. And of course, it's not an excuse, but it just happens in Japan that people would rather listen to us than listen to their own. So God has given us that special opportunity. I'm sorry, I'm not saying Japanese Christians cannot witness. They can, yeah, and they should also. But God is giving us a precious opportunity to reach out to people. Like I said last week, Gaikokuchin, that awkwardness of us being Gaikokuchin, we can use it for the glory of God, you know. Let them know that it's, they had it from my Gaikokuchin, but God will receive the glory, because what God wants is for people to know him, you know. God wants people to know him. And I'm touched by our Japanese people who are ministering to their family members. You know, some of them, they minister, somebody never gives in. Until the last minute when they're dying, like we had a testimony last week, the husband of people, you know, he received Jesus, and he's in the sick bed. It's all different now, because he's going to heaven. He was rescued just before, you know, and God wants us to be part of this rescue mission in Japan. Let's rescue people. You know, today we were praying with Pastor Chris, and one thing came up that, you know, there's no cure for cancer. What will you do if you suddenly discover the cure for cancer? Will you sit down with it in your house? You will go shouting on rooftops, because there are people dying of cancer every minute. I'm actually doing research in cancer. If I will discover something, I will not sleep with it. I will announce. That's why we publish. We want the world to know so that we begin to make medicine immediately. Imagine God has given a cure for something. Yeah, the cancer of the soul. We have that cure. And I have somebody I'm sitting with. I know they are going to hell because they have the cancer of the soul. And God has given me that discovery. So I'm encouraging you, please, let's pray along that line, especially this Holy Week. If from this week God will help you to realize, to start witnessing, then let it be so. It's not a gift. It's not the work of our pastors. Like I told you last week, it's not the work of our pastors to go fishing people. It's our work to grow ourselves. Yeah. And
amen.
You
amen.
Do it with prayer. Yes. It's not your strength. I know many of you think, oh, she speaks well. We have weaknesses. But when you read the Bible, actually God used people with weaknesses, you know. Maybe your Japanese is so poor, maybe, you know, your work is not appreciated, something like that. But God wants to use those weaknesses to spread his love in the lives of people around us. Amen?
Amen.
If you could lift up my son will be going to Tokyo on Tuesday. He'll be starting university there. And I've been encouraged just this last week to see how he's grown as someone who's the shyest boy in the kindergarten to someone with 20 friends. But he's still not that close to God. He's happy to come to church sometimes, but I know that away from home is an opportunity for God. So if we can lift him up, please. His name is Joshua. And one other thing, I wonder if we could pray for Hiroshi Fuji's mother is sick in hospital. She has Alzheimer's and also trouble with her back, so she's bedbound at the moment. So if you could pray for her. That's what it means. He was here just now, he's gone. But Hiroshi Fuji. Thank you.